everyone.
Welcome back to Up To Date.
We hope you've all been having a really great week, even through all the things that have been going on in the news recently, especially if you're from North America. But we just want to let you guys know that we were not able to put out a special guest interview in May. That was just because we couldn't secure a good time to call and chat with our interviewee. So if you guys were wondering whatever happened to that, that is why. But we will be putting out an interviewed episode in middle to late June. So just keep in touch or stay tuned for that. And we'll be telling you guys once more specifically, we'll be putting it out.
And we are working on a really special series of interviews that we're going to try to put together for you guys. So stay tuned for those because they'll be really good. And then today on our episode, we're just going to be discussing a little bit the tragic murder of George Floyd, just because we don't want this to turn to like a big political thing about racism, but it is such a big issue in this day and age that we do feel that we need to discuss it. So we're going to be talking about that, and then we have our fact and a few other stories that we have found in the news recently. So, Reese, do you want to get us started with our fact?
Sure. So our fact is that sloths have more neck bones than giraffes. So sloths have 10 neck bones as opposed to giraffes with just 7. And we thought this was really interesting because, first of all, I was surprised that giraffes only have 7 neck bones. I thought that was actually insane because obviously with their huge, ginormous necks, that was just really surprising to me. Kate, what did you think about it? Like, what did you think
about it? I was really surprised because like sloths don't even look like they have really big necks at all. But I think it's because giraffes' neck bones are a lot longer than sloths' neck bones. But yeah, this really surprised me. This fact when we came across it, and we both thought that was really interesting. So we decided to share this with you guys. So we're going to start off. After the fact, by talking about George Floyd. So Reese and I talked about this beforehand on like our views on this, and we both agree on like the basics of it, like that it was murder and how horrible it was, but we kind of disagree more about like the riots. So do you want to tell us your views on that first, Reese?
Okay, so the riots, especially, once again, if you're in North America, you will likely have heard a lot about this in the news, but there have just been a lot of Black people who have been rioting and protesting to really just get their rights. This kind of thing has been happening since the beginning of the United States, and I think it's just so, it's just really, honestly, just really sad that this kind of thing is still happening every day. And even if we don't really notice it, if it's just small things, it is still happening all the time. And so for the riots, I kind of think that the violence isn't really solving anything. I think it's kind of unnecessary or irrelevant, but I understand their point of view if they think that that's the only way they're going to get attention. But I do think that you can riot and protest as much as you want, but you can do it peacefully and still in a way that grasps people's attention.
Yeah, see, I disagree with the violence especially. I think that is not the way to go at all. And I also think the riots are a bit, like, I am totally, like, I think that racism is a really big issue and it needs to be dealt with, but I think more that it needs to be dealt with in the home rather than like with the government. Like, it needs to start with the people because there's so many things that people wouldn't even think that teach kids just slowly that white people are superior over Black people. Little details like the amount of Black dolls that children play with, or the amount of colored people in the shows that they watch or the books that they read. Just little things like that is what teaches kids to think that like white people are better, and I think that's what we need to change more than just rioting and protesting against the government. I do think the government could have stepped up a little bit more, but yeah, I disagree with the riots.
Yeah, a lot of people have been really have honestly just been really disappointed by the lack of action from various members of the U.S. government. I think some, and it's not just like two or three people, there's multiple people and members of the government that I think could have come out with announcements or things like that earlier. However, it is still unknown if they will. So any day or any hour, really, there could be new announcements. But I think it was just really disappointing for a lot of people to not really get the support that they feel is necessary from the government. But we will definitely be hearing more about that in the coming days.
Yeah, as we hear more from the government, because Donald Trump just made very brief announcements to about like that it was really tragic, but he didn't give us an actual statement about it. So we're still waiting on that. But our next topic is a bit, it's like a happier one. It's about a 5-month-old Brazilian baby who survived coronavirus after 32 days in the hospital in a coma. So the baby is in the hospital for 54 days, and then 32 of them, he was in such bad shape that they had to induce a coma, and he was connected to a ventilator, but he did recover fully from the disease, which I thought was like just a really comforting, uplifting story to hear in the news. What did you think about it?
Yeah, I thought it was really incredible that the baby actually survived COVID, and in the news article, the parents said that it was just a total miracle that he survived it, because he was only a few months old when he contracted it, and then having to be on a ventilator for 32 days and be in a coma, like, I think that is just, that is so absurd that that would happen, but it's even crazier that he actually survived it, and now he is celebrating his 6-month-old birthday back at home with his family in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And I think that is just really happy that he came through it well, and his family is just, as you can imagine, so happy for him.
Yeah, because you can just, like, imagine how terrifying it would be for your newborn, well, not newborn, but your very young baby to be in a coma for over a month. I just think that'd be so, such a terrifying experience, like, for a parent. I don't know.
Yeah, especially. Yeah,
it's a really cool story.
Yeah, especially with a new baby. I think that'd be so life-changing.
Yeah.
So our next topic for today is that earlier this week, you guys may or may not know, there was a private SpaceX launch to the International Space Station in Florida. So SpaceX is Elon Musk's company, and it's been said that he's made over $770 million this week. Just because I think there have been approximately, I think there have been two launches, each from Florida, going to the ISS. And that was a pretty big thing, especially because it's often kind of a public launch. Like, lots of people go to see the rocket go into space. But obviously, because of coronavirus, it has been made private. And not many people were able to go and see it.
Yeah, which is like $770 million in 1 week. It was due to, he also had some stocks that just took off. But that is just a mind-boggling number. It's like most people make on average like below $100,000 a year or $100,000 a year. But $770 million in 1 week is just like an insane amount of money.
Yeah, definitely. Elon Musk's total net worth is approximately $37.2 billion. So I suppose if you make $770 million, that's not actually that much. But
no.
I think, yeah, that's still insane that he made that much money from two launches.
But it is incredible how much people are making in COVID, because I know the owner of Amazon just recently, in the past couple weeks, became the world's first trillionaire, which is mind-boggling that that much, but it's but just due to everyone in lockdowns, and then they are ordering everything online. But oh, that is just an insane amount of money. I can't even imagine it.
Yeah, and Kate, going back to SpaceX, NASA signed a $2.6 billion contract with SpaceX for a number of the missions, because the ones this week were the first of, I think, six to be conducted. So that is clearly a huge contract. And I think that is a really big deal for NASA and also for SpaceX and Elon Musk in particular.
Yeah, for sure. And then our last story for today is one about an Olympic runner who was planning on attending the Olympics this year, but because they were canceled, he wanted a new challenge. So he set out to run the world's fastest mile, but he wanted to do it in denim jeans. So Reese and I thought this was a really funny story. He was not successful, but it was like just that's really it's really cool to see like the things that people are thinking up now due to big changes like the Olympics being canceled. We just thought that was a really cool story.
Yeah, I don't know why he decided to do it in jeans, if he thought it would be more of a challenge or more just interesting for people around the world to read. But I thought that was pretty crazy. And also I heard of someone in France who also ran a marathon on their balcony of their apartment or condo. And so they just did, I think it was about 3,000 laps back and forth to the end of their balcony. And that would just be insane to have to run a marathon on your apartment balcony as opposed to just regular so roads.
Boring. I just think that I get so sick of that. After about like 20 laps, I don't think I could do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'd just be so bored of running back and forth.
Yeah, I know. That is insane.
So that is all we have for you guys today. We hope you enjoy this episode. And as usual, email us at Reese and Kate UpToDate if you have any suggestions of things we should talk about or any feedback you want to give us, just anything. Our email will be in the description box down below. And that's all we have for you guys this week.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye. We'll be right back.